Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
While the merry bells keep ringing, happy holiday.
Happy holidays to you. Come on in. Yes, I've got some food lined up right here, too, and some non-alcoholic beverages to drink because we want to enjoy our fun responsibly. And if people would like to have alternatives, we give you something other than just like punch with that floating rainbow-colored sherbet. Nothing against it. I like that, except when you get too much sherbet in your cup and you have nothing to drink and then you end up like, you know what I'm looking at? I understand that. So we've got the answer for you. It's the Zero Proof Mix-Off. And if you go to the Zero Proof Mix-Off this coming Thursday evening, you'll also get the recipe book so that when you try some of the great non-alcoholic drinks that are put together by folks in the community who care a lot about this sort of thing. We've got the two of them here with us this morning, Katie Bevan and also Brian Holmes. Thanks for stopping in today.
Good morning. Good
morning. Thanks for having us.
The Zero Proof Mix-Off at the Lorain County Community College. Now, it had been in the College Center area. Now it's moved over to the Spitzer Conference Center.
Correct.
Yes.
So it's a different location. Well decorated, I hope, for Thursday evening.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the event's become quite large, so we had to move over to the Spitzer to accommodate all the wonderful people that come out and participate in the mix-off.
It's the 13th annual Zero Proof Mix-Off, and WEOL is glad to be a part of it. And we were there last year with a drink. We'll be there again this year with another drink, and I'll have Susie Peters, who helped put that drink together, talk about that in just a little bit. But, Craig, you're going to be out there on Thursday evening as well, right?
Yeah, we'll be doing something a little different this year. First time we'll be broadcasting live from 5 to 6 from the event and talking to people like Katie and Brian more about it, getting people out maybe to stop by. They get off work. Be a great place to have a nice non-alcoholic drink, enjoy the start of the season.
It's also a chance kind of to little network, see some of the different folks in the community, and you've got all sorts of people there. Who's represented there that usually – that will come
out. We have quite a few participants this year. For instance, Lorain County Blue Foundation, Lorain County Prosecutor's Office, the Sheriff's Department, Life Care, Lorain County Community College students, and the Police Academy is going to be there. Lorain County Metro Parks. Who else, Katie?
We've also got Dunkin' Donuts from the Elyria location, as well as Starbucks. So we'll have some real baristas there, mixing up drinks.
Oh, wow, you got professional drink
professionals.
People. This is kind of tough because it obviously, amps up the competition. Now let's talk a little bit about that, the competition. You've got a number of people out there mixing the drinks, and not only a display, but the types of the drinks. Talk a little bit about that, the people will see.
Sure. So when you come out to the mix-off this year, there will be 22 different agencies from the community, and they will be there mixing up their individual drinks. And so as you come in, you'll get to sample 22 different non-alcoholic drinks, as well as we'll have food and live music there from the Amherst Madrigals. From Amherst High School. And so it's just a really fun and festive holiday event.
Now, we see on here that it says music and dancing. Is this dancing optional? Is this something
where
people are just going to...
you go with the spirit of the season, and if you feel moved to dance, you're welcome to join in. There's plenty of room now in Spitzer Conference Center to do that.
Absolutely. And it's a fun thing, too, not only the drinks that these organizations come up with, which is always a challenge, but the names, too. Let's talk a little bit about some of the fun names they've come up with this year.
Absolutely. Well, one that sounds delicious to me is Campfire Crunch by the Girl Scouts. So they'll be there with their delicious cookies mixed into their drink, and that sounds delicious to me.
Now, they were the ones last year that got best tasting with their Twisted Tagalongs. Now, Craig, if I remember correctly, you must have had at least three or four of those.
Oh, I did. It was wonderful. I just kept going back and back and back.
In fact, they're also featured in this book. So you actually then, I think, will put the winners from the previous year in here as well.
Absolutely. So another name that's kind of fun, building off of the big hit from last year, is a drink named Let It Go. So we are assuming that that's going to be a great hit among the little ones visiting.
Oh, certainly, yeah. And you know, you mentioned about the singing and dancing. I plan on letting it go and dance while I'm there. So
a little Metro Park movie.
Yes.
I can see that nobody decided to go with the Polar Vortex, so I'm glad that we have a Polar Express. because it's always a little bit trendy of what's hot as far as the names are concerned there as well. No Knock Eggnog.
Yes.
That one from North Ridgeville Police Department. Man, these law enforcement folks, they really are pretty serious about this.
Oh, yeah, we are. I'm kind of excited to see what North Ridgeville Police show up this year. As you know, last year they showed up as
Was it Kiss?
Kiss, yes.
So, head to toe.
Head to
Kiss.
Toe, yes.
Platform, shoes, and everything. Yeah. They were a riot.
Susie, weren't they right next to us last year or something? I mean, it was kind of fun to be there, but it was almost like, you got an opening act like that. It's hard to see us there as well. But looking at the Orange Crush and Lorain County Community College Student Senate, the Shotmaker from Illyria Print, also the Polar Express, as we mentioned. Some of these, the White Chocolate Peppermint Shooter. That's the Lorain County Sheriff's Office.
Yes. There. You know, it's important to note also that, you know, the reason why we have this is to increase awareness of, you know, how to have a party and be a host and plan a party without alcohol and to reduce impaired driving.
Or at least to have the option for people. So we're not saying that you can't drink or shouldn't drink at all. But, you know, when you are hosting a holiday party, like Bruce mentioned, have something more than just that standard punch or water. You know, really make the designated drivers feel special because they have such an important role in our society and an important role when we go out and have a good time as a group of friends or family.
13 years now. Does anyone know how it actually started?
Well, when it began, it actually was first held at Carlisle Visitor Center at the Lorain County Metro Parks.
Yes, it was.
And from what I was told, I was not there, but there were about 45 people who attended that first year. And since then, it has just grown and grown. And last year, we had about 650 people attend the event. So the longevity so far, you know, over a decade now, really speaks to the fact that this is an issue that is important to so many people, as well as it's a fun way to kick off the holiday season.
And this is not just for adults to attend. I see kids, families that come because these are all drinks that young people can also take and enjoy. And I think the key to the lot of this is kind of making it fun. There's a lot of marketing that goes in with, you know, drinking beverages all the time. We see about that. But this gives a special name to all the ones and different flavors. So instead of saying, here, drink this, there's a special name to it that kind of makes it seem kind of like a treat and something special for somebody to try. Now, speaking of something special, Susie, I want to bring you in, Susie Peters, who you know for bringing this on the morning show here.
But happy Friday! Sorry, that's my Friday thing, right?
Yeah.
It's only, what's today?
Craig?
Hump day.
I'm lost. Is it Wednesday? It's Wednesday.
Guess what day it is?
It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
And Susie's been a big part, along with Katie Loftus in her front office, about putting together this year's drink for WEOL. And why don't you give us a little...
I know. We're so excited about this. And actually, it was the Merry Christmas drink that we were next to last year that made us say, we need to up our game. This is some serious competition. And here's the thing. So this started off, you know, Craig has done this for a number of years. And then I said, you know, we should, Katie and I, who I work with, said, maybe we should get involved in this. It's kind of fun. So we did a drink last year called Radioactive, kind of to go along with the song Imagine Dragons was so popular. And we had Pop Rocks in our drink, which was really fun. And we thought, this is just great. We had so much fun. We had to do it again. And now, you know, Craig is doing the remote, because here's the thing about the event. It's like addictive. Once you go, you want to go back, and then like say it's the wife taking the kids. Well, then the husband goes, wait a minute, this looks like kind of fun. Maybe I want to go. And pretty soon you've got the entire family going because it just becomes a tradition. It's free, which is unbelievable to me, that you can just walk around. How many people do you have participating?
22.
22 different drinks that you can walk around and sample. So it's really pretty amazing and very creative drinks. Now, so ours, speaking of upping our game, is called, like, do we have a drum roll or something? Well, I feel like...
I can give you a little bit of a theme.
Okay. All right, I got it. So our drink is called the 3-Point Shot, and it is in honor of our Cleveland Cavaliers, as we are your home for Radio Cavs games. And it is a combination of, we went for quality this year because we really wanted to make a drink that adults with a sophisticated palate would really enjoy and kids would find good, and it's healthy. Most important thing for me, you know, it's got to be
healthy. And it comes with a free toy when you're done with it. Well, I mean.
Yeah, I'm not so sure that that's going to be a good idea with the really little kids, because it is, here's what's in it. It is, and we taste tested this because originally it was going to be peach juice, but nobody really liked the peach juice, so we went with mango juice, and mango nectar. It's not even mango juice. Very specific here.
Did you hear that? It's nectar. Lorain County Sheriff's Department, nectar. We're adding nectar to this.
Yes, we are. It's mango nectar, and we had to go to every Giant Eagle store in a 30-mile radius to buy up all of their mango, yes, of the specific kind of mango nectar, and cranberry juice. So those are the two ingredients.
Healthy for you, a lot of benefits of drinking cranberry juice.
Lots of vitamin C in there, which you're going to need after, you know, being up shopping and going crazy and shoveling snow. You need that vitamin C. And then, just for fun, the third point of our three-point shot is a maraschino cherry, but it's on a sword skewer, which is, you know, the Cavaliers logo has the sword in it. So we've combined all these things. And when you gently float the cranberry juice on top of the nectar, it separates into beautiful wine and gold colors.
Gold colors for that.
And then, if that's not enough, we have a special surprise that only people listening to the show this morning are going to know about, because we're not going to announce it. We want it to be a surprise at the event. But I want to tell you guys, because I'm excited about it. And
oh, here's you want the drum roll now.
Would
this
you
is
please?
Where I get the drum roll. That's what I can do. The drum roll now. Drum roll. There we go.
Our special surprise is that the Cavs mascot Moondog is going to join us.
Hey.
Yay.
And this is going to be really fun for, like, now last year, okay, the Kiss guys, I got my picture taken with them and I used that as my Christmas card. So this year, if you're a Cavs fan or you got kids that love the Cavs, I suggest make sure you get there. And again, only morning show listeners are going to know this. Moondog's going to be there between 5:30 and 6:30. So get there during that time. Make sure you get a picture with Moondog. It might be a great Christmas card or, you know, just something to send to the relatives, you know, over the holidays. So that's between 5:30 and 6:30. Moondog will be joining us.
Yeah. Of course, you get there early. Craig can take a picture with you because he'll be out there broadcasting.
Yes, he will be at a separate table by himself. So make sure you go visit him and then come and taste our drink and vote for us.
Yeah, that's the key. And how many different categories do people vote for?
There
vote
is,
for one.
Oh, that's right, because the judges are the ones that are handling the other ones.
Yes.
So there's like a people's choice, I guess, is what that would be there.
I think we need to win
best
people's
drink,
choice.
Best presentation, best name, best taste, best overall, and people's choice are the categories. And also, if you come out, besides hanging out with Moondog, we have some wonderful raffle prizes that will be given away throughout the evening. So definitely come out for, you know, great fun, great drink, and just, you know, being with the people and being out and just getting the word out that, you know, be responsible this year and remember to drive sober.
And you got a lot of sponsors that you brought on board this year too, right?
Yeah, we did bring on. We have a number of people that really support us through the years, including AAA from Northeast Ohio, Discount Drug Mart as well. So if you're not able to come out to the event tomorrow from 5 to 7 at LCCC, which we hope you can, if you're not able to come out, stop by your local Discount Drug Mart in the month of December, and you can pick up a recipe book there. And our biggest sponsor and supporter of this is Lorain County Community College, and they are just unbelievable. So we are very appreciative of them as well.
And obviously, they're the host site. They'll be at the Spitzer Conference Center location for this Zero Proof Mix-Off. Again, it goes on Thursday from 5 to 7.
So. Well, I was going to say, you know, last year I took the recipe book and I made, because we have kids, so when we have a New Year's party, we have kids over, we made a couple of the recipes, and the adults loved these drinks because it's a different day and age. You know, 30 years ago, people did drink and drive, and you just can't do that anymore. So you've got to make it fun, put a little bit of effort into it, and it's even better. It's even better than just having, you know, regular cocktails. It's so much fun.
This campfire crunch from the Girl Scouts, I'm looking at it. The first thing on the recipe says 6 cups of French vanilla ice cream. I'm stopping.
You're all
right
over that.
Do I put this in a bowl or a cup? I'm not quite sure how this works. Wow, they're, you know, those Girl Scouts.
You
they
still have to have
prisoners.
Moderation with these drinks, Bruce.
Oh, that's
remember.
True. That's true. And I do, and I don't know if you're going to line them up sweet by sour or by sweet, because there's some points where it's like sweet, and then you want a little bit of a different kind of a tang to it as well. So there's all sorts of drinks for different types
of tastes. And you can keep getting more drinks. You don't have to, at the mix-off, you can go in line and get one and then come back and get another sample of the one you like the most, or, you know, just keep coming back. It's amazing. It's amazing that this is a free event. It really is.
Again, this Thursday at Lorain County Community College's Spitzer Conference Center, the Zero Proof Mix-Off. Hope to see you there from 5 to 7.